Disconnecting from technology, or a digital cleanse, has become a popular challenge. Colleges, churches, and fitness clubs organize days to unplug. Now, even freshmen at Nashville's Maplewood High School are testing themselves. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez was there when 42 students gave up their phones and when they got them back a day later.
The clock is ticking for students Destiny Davis and Jemiah Whitmore. They're about to give up their cell phones for 24 hours. They clutch them as they get mentally prepared. Davis says the good part will be talking with her family more, and the bad part, kind of the same.
Because we always communicating on our phone. Like, your family could be in the next room and we texting them, but now you got to get up and walk and go get them, so.
Then it gets real. Teacher Jared Amato gives the 5-minute warning.
Put up a picture on Instagram.
Their last Facebook messages and Snapchats for the next 24 hours.
Say goodbye. 5 minutes and we're going to start to pick them up.
What? I said 5 minutes.
She already can't go without her phone. That's sad. How are we going to live? I need my phone.
Oh my God.
The girls put their phones in Ziploc bags. Then it's time for the group to take a pledge.
As a Maplewood freshman, I recognize that many teenagers become addicted to technology and social media. We are spending more time communicating with our screens than with each other.
Single file, they stack their phones in a cardboard box. Some even kiss them goodbye.
Bye.
Yes, that student just said, bye, baby. The phones will spend the night locked in a cabinet. This attachment between students and their phones is nothing less than addiction, says Amato, an English teacher still in his 20s at Maplewood. He's young and relates to students about the awesome power of smartphones, but he at least remembers a world before they were in every pocket.
A lot of them probably fall asleep to their phone. They fall asleep texting. They sleep next to the charger. They wake up, the first thing they do is check who called.
The relentless relationship takes its toll.
Right, there's always a text message to send. There's always a new picture to see. There's always a new Snapchat to send that they never get a break. And if you ask them, they really don't like it. But they almost feel powerless to it.
If that's what it means to grow up these days, Amato wants to give his students a chance to reclaim control, if even for a day. And his phone, he bags it just like the rest. Before the cabinet locks, he's already caught himself reaching into his empty pocket because of a phantom vibration. Fast forward to the next morning, Amato senses something different in his classroom.
Well, it's pretty cool. If you looked at this room yesterday with their phones, the noise level was a lot lower because they were just consumed with their phone. Now look around. Look how many conversations you see. Every pocket of the room looking at each other, smiling, laughing, hitting, flirting, all the normal teenage stuff that I think has kind of been forgotten. This is awesome.
To milk the moment, Amato asks a few more questions as the phones sit just out of reach. Most say unplugging is easier than expected. Several played outside for the first time in a while. And almost everyone went to bed earlier, although Destiny and Jemiah say that waking up without a phone is disorienting. And then, at long last, on the count of three, they tear the bags open.
Yes. It's not supposed to pay no more.
Yes.
First order of business for the girls, count up their missed messages, likes, Snapchats, and Kicks.
Got one from Facebook, 6 from Kick, 2 from regular message, 7 from Uvu.
Uvu, that's a video calling app. Amato, the teacher, he missed a lot too.
71 emails, 63 from Gmail, 8 from work.
It turns out those phantom vibrations they'd been feeling for a day, messages were coming in. And they were still there, waiting to be read, after everyone had unplugged, to live a little. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.